you don't have any property back east anymore, do you?
Like, no, I have nothing. Yes, I do.
You ever finish your house out here? You've been working on the house since about 1930. What do you bought?
No, we finished the house. It only took 2.5 years to finish it. But when you get a guy who draws plans with crayons, that could happen a lot.
I drive by occasionally. I see your elephant standing in the front yard.
Everyone asks about
that
elephant.
Is that a plaster of Paris? I guess it's plaster of Paris.
No, it is not plaster of Paris.
Well, what is it?
It's cement. It weighs more than a ton, that elephant. You know how old that elephant is? More than 90 years
old.
You
didn't give me a chance. I was going to guess.
All right, take a guess.
About 89 or 90?
Right on the button, good.
It's the Reader's Notebook for Tuesday, August 31st, 2021. It's the birthday of American actor and comedian Buddy Hackett, born in Brooklyn in 1924. His best-remembered roles include Marcellus Washburn in The Music Man in 1962, Benji Benjamin in It's a Mad, 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 Mad World in 1963, Tennessee Steinmetz in The Love Bug 5 years after that, and the voice of Scuttle in The Little Mermaid in 1989. Born Leonard Hacker into a Jewish family, he grew up across the street from Public School 103, on 54th Street and 14th Avenue in Borough Park. He was active in varsity football and the drama club in high school. He suffered from Bell's palsy as a child, the lingering effects of which contributed to his distinctive slurred speech and facial expression. While still a student, he worked as a tumler, a Yiddish term for tumult maker, entertaining guests at resorts in the Catskills. Following his graduation from high school in 1942, he enlisted in the Army and served during World War II for 3 years in an anti-aircraft battery. His first job after the war was at the Pink Elephant, a Brooklyn club. He also made appearances in Los Angeles and Las Vegas and continued to perform in the Catskills. He acted on Broadway in Lunatics and Lovers, where Max Liebman saw him and put him in 2 television specials. His movie career began in 1950 with a 10-minute World of Sports feature for Columbia Pictures called King of the Pins. The short film demonstrated championship bowling techniques with expert Joe Willman showing the right way to do it and Hackett in pantomime exemplifying the wrong way. He became known to a wider audience when he appeared on television in the 1950s and 60s as a frequent guest on variety talk shows hosted by Jack Parr and Arthur Godfrey, where he told brash, often off-color jokes and mugged at the camera. According to the board game Trivial Pursuit, Buddy Hackett has the distinction of making the most guest appearances in the history of The Tonight Show starring Johnny Carson. He starred as the title character on NBC TV's Stanley, a 1956-57 situation comedy, which ran for 19 weeks on Monday evenings. The half-hour series also featured a young Carol Burnett and the voice of Paul Lynde. He appeared many times on the game show Hollywood Squares in the late 60s and 70s. He had regular guest shots on Jack Parr's Tonight Show in the early 60s and was rewarded with a coveted appearance on Parr's final Tonight program on March 29, 1962. In 1978, Hackett delivered a fine dramatic performance as Lou Costello in the TV movie Bud and Lou opposite Harvey Korman as Bud Abbott. The film told the story of the comedy duo, and he and Korman did a rendition of the team's famous Who's On First routine. For his contribution to the motion picture industry, Hackett was given a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. In 2000, a Golden Palm star on the Palm Springs, California Walk of Stars was also dedicated to him. In the early 90s, Hackett was diagnosed with severe heart disease, but he steadfastly refused to consider bypass surgery. His condition was the primary cause of his death on June 30, 2003, at age 78. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for August 31st. 2021. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.